my summer players. This is the Dominion League Weekly Podcast, a recap of this week in Dominion Games. I am your host, Strumpf, and this is the episode for July 29th, 2022. A little bit of housekeeping up first. I'll be on vacation for 3 weeks in August. So, you'll get the next regular episode in a month or so from now. But fear not, I have a good long interview for you in between, and there might be a musical surprise waiting as well. So there will be some content. All right, you know how we roll on the wrap-up episodes. You get a complete list of every promoting player, A to E in the main part of the show, F to I after the credits. Here we go. The League Season 52 Championship match was a repeat of last season's. Cider01 played Mixinuk for the crown. This time around, it was much closer. Mick only needed half a point more for the win, but Cider didn't let him through, took the tie, and crowned himself League Champion for the third time in a row. Congratulations! Kazmaru0828 and Lemonspawn are staying in A, while JNails bids his home tier goodbye temporarily after a 7-season run. Shanahan also sadly demotes. In B1, Shad snatched the division win from Burning Skull, while BobbyDJ18 remained on top of B2. Both will be making their debut in A tier next season. You don't deserve a Fields gift, BobbyDJ. As Cider will not be returning for season 53, a third spot was up for grabs in A division with our two B tier second place finishers, Burning Skull and Negative, in for contention. In a play-in match that was outrageously scheduled at a time when I couldn't watch,
I'm very upset.
Negative secured that precious spot last night. Congrats! Terracubist held on tight to that promoting spot in C1. Eureka Moment took the win in C2 with 67%. Jaunt Grizz remained at the top of C3 and returns to B. And as we already suspected last time and or the time before, Fika comfortably wins C4 with a 68% win rate. Well done, everyone! Bitter Worm Coil finishes one win ahead of W. Morrison in D1. Both will be promoting to C. Bitter has 67% wins. Hannibal Zek stayed strong at the top of D2. Ed Detector came in second. Etaku and Mort came in first and second in D3. And poor Mort had to deal with my ignorance this season. I completely disregarded win percentages and asked him for D-champs. Because, well, I saw that the taco couldn't get wins over him. So Mart kindly explained the different scenarios in which a taco would actually win, which, of course, he totally did. It was so embarrassing. Sharer stayed in number one of D4 and finishes his season run with 68%. Two Duffman comes in second. Zimobi wins E1 with a full 6 wins ahead of the runner-up. And if you think that's impressive, I present to you Ellen Detellen, who only lost a total of 4 games in the entire season. That's an 87% win rate. Willpower264 pulled through in E3. We already congratulated Bambugla for their win in E4. Tufta wins E5. Casual Majestic held on tight to that precious promoting position in E6 and finishes this season with exactly 65%. Taipa Europea came in first in E7, and Grass Wander was almost as successful this season as Alan Detellen. They only lost 5 games total and promote with an impressive 83% win rate. Congratulations, everyone! Well done. As one of the tournament organizers, I am extremely pleased with our BCDE champs this season. Everything went so smoothly! The D&E Champs finales will both go down tomorrow, but we already crowned our League Season 52 B and C Champs. BobbyDJ18 took it away for B. You can watch this match back, which I highly encourage you to do. It was commented by Sharer and Akuchi, who suffered a minor meltdown in game 4. I have a clip.
What? No, don't. No! No!
Sad.
Also, you just don't have enough actions, which makes the killing just look pretty bad.
I guess, like, trashing a horse or whatever is fine, but...
Actually, trashing a terminal, I'd trash the kiln. Like, what are you gaining with that kiln?
That's a fair point.
Absolutely nothing. Wait, why didn't you trash the kiln, Bobby DJ?
You're so upset.
I'm very upset. You're over-terminaled, Bobby DJ. Look at how over-terminaled you are.
Maybe you get a Fields Gift.
You don't deserve a Fields Gift, Bobby DJ. No, don't do this. You don't have... No, you don't... What?
I don't... I doubt this can possibly be a win.
Oh, that was so close.
I love Aku's indignation so much. It sounds like he felt personally attacked by Bobby DJ's play. I would die if he said that to me. I would just end in my Dominion career. Like, no, you're absolutely right. I don't deserve that Fields Gift. I should have trashed that kiln. I love this so much. Anyways, Fika and Junt Grizz met for the C finale, and the Grizzard pulled through, crowning himself C champion of League Season 52. Congratulations! And good luck to El Taco and Bitter Wormcoil for D, and Ellen DeTellen and Grass Wonder for E-Champs. We finished Season 52 with 63 significant lead club members, and they are... Yurika Mome, Fika, Bitter Wormcoil, Sharer, Zimobi, Ellen DeTellen, Casual Majestic, Grass Wonder, Clam Chowder, Polski66, Domulus, CC Wilson, Youngster Joey, Kehebo, Folivora, 3547747, Galaxy, Kriesta, Ginger Bowtie, Gubump, Nixon, C. Louis, Rhodes, Sparrowhawk73, Goldberry, Vrivitz, Hoyo, Chorner, Yannick2112, Xebit, Registered Pigeon, Kellag1, iMonster, Undead00, Host, Casa Livery, Trey as a Jedi98, Two Shooter, Anitka, Crunchwrap Supreme, JSTAR, Fuak, Bell22, Riticup, Hillbutton, White Yoshi, Krebs, Ossifer Clyde, Frenchie78180, Razd1, Daisho, Lafonda, Brody Rules, Breathman, Leapers, KDD206, Prashant Nakpal, A Curious Paradox, Seb Esperanto, Big F World Roll, Brosk, and Special T. Well done! Again, we had a decrease of club members from last season to this one. Last season was 70, this season 63. Over two-thirds of them played in the three lowest tiers. No surprises there. Again, we didn't see anyone in A nor B tiers reach 65% or more, which seems to suggest those divisions were pretty balanced overall. Thus, of course, the highest tier represented is C, with 2 out of 4 divisions, as is the case for D tier. Only 4 E divisions represented this season. Our top 3 successful players of League Season 52 are Prashant Nakpal of I-16 and Ellen DeTellen of E2 in shared second place with 87%. And in number 1, Big F of I-19 with 88%. Well done, everyone. A new iteration of both medium games and small games are underway. There is a little bit of talk about the future of big games currently. Time will tell if and when there will be a new iteration of our biggest size game. In medium games, Favors Group has been quite busy already. The coffers are a little slow to get going, and the villagers are well underway. Ultimate Geek is leading overall rankings. There is a group named Panda and Small Games. Excuse me?
I'm very upset.
NASAA leads overall rankings for now. Finally, Bracket 4 of Allies Mix saw its conclusion last week. Galaxy 1. Congratulations! In the top 5 of German League, Snickers edged past Lo to the top spot. U Exodus climbed to 3rd place. El Taco to 4th, and Nizella is back in the top 5, currently in 5th. There was also an IRL tournament in Berlin 2 weeks ago, where I want to say 14 people played, your humble host included. Snickers and RTT shared 1st place, and I came in 3rd.
Yay.
For my personal Lucan games, I just told you about the IRL tournament for German League. It was a lot of fun. I didn't get to meet too many people I know from online, but then again, I don't play a lot of German League outside of the monthly tournaments, and I haven't been able to play in any of the recent ones, so yeah. However, the people I did get to meet were all very nice. I played my 1st game against Snickers. I didn't get to play the captain because when I asked him, he didn't want to risk his run. As if there was really that much risk playing me, but sure. I played 5 games and only lost 1. We didn't play with landscapes at all, which was a bit sad. And many kingdoms were pretty base heavy, which was also, well, challenging. What I did notice, though, was that I was able to track VPs quite all right. I can't for the life of me remember things like durations, but I was doing pretty okay with keeping track of the score. So that was a fun thing to notice. I played 2 of my medium games matches, one against the reigning small games champion Xenomorph, and one against my lovely Bienchen. Both good fun. I played Bitter Worm Coil for the 2nd time for the Coven tourney, which went surprisingly well. I was pretty happy with the outcome. And I am very much looking forward to the new league season. As I already told you, I'll be on vacation for half the runtime, so we'll have to see if I want to cram my matches into the 3 off vacation weeks, or just to play some in the Greek summer heat. Well, time will tell. Let's take a look at the calendar. Tonight, that is Friday, midnight UTC, Junt Grizz will play J-Nails for League B. Then tomorrow, Saturday, we get our 2 BCDE League Championship finals. At 13 UTC, Grass Wanderer will play Alan de Talon for the E Championship. And at 13:30, El Taco will play Bitter Worm Coil for the D Championship. And Sean and I will commentate the D Finals, and it's gonna be glorious. Then on Sunday, there are a lot of interesting matches on Sunday. At 16 UTC, we have Nizella and AK3 play their match for Seaside Mix, and at 18 UTC, Sharo will play Yorika for Seaside Mix. And then at 19 UTC, Tracer will play Krapka 2 for League C. Oh, and there's also a Quarantine Cup at 19 UTC on Sunday, and the title is Heatwave VAC. This brings us to SpecChat, and I'm not sure what's going on, but I couldn't really come up with anything I wanted to talk about for SpecChat this week. I'm still hungover from Umbrella Academy and Hunger of the Gods, so haven't really started a new show or book. I'm listening to music from 1968, and it's fun for the most part. Yeah, I'm pretty busy being stressed about the upcoming vacation and my move at the end of September. So I guess that takes up a lot of mental capacity at the moment. Yeah. Definitely one thing that keeps me very happy, it is Dominion related. But yeah, I just enjoy our little extra subset of community, I guess, that we have on the Coven server, which, of course, is the server for Dominion players who in any way identify as non-male. So people who identify as women or trans or NB or gender fluid, everyone is welcome there. Putting this out there again, if anyone should listen who identifies as any of the things I just mentioned, feel free to DM me and I'll send you an invite link. The Discord community itself, or at least the people who are active, are very friendly in general, and it's a great space to hang out. But the Coven is just, I don't know. It's very cozy. It's very cozy. And yeah, it's not as highly frequented, I would say, or people are not as active maybe as they are on the main Discord server, but like every other day we have very friendly conversations. And I'm very happy to have this space. Yeah. So, sending out love. Well, this is it for the regular episode. I'll be shouting out all promoting players from F to I tiers now. So if that's not interesting to you, thanks for listening until this point, and see you next time. Bye-bye. So, starting from the bottom. Promoting from I to H tier are Crazy Joker and Specialty, Vulgar Unicorn and Vlukir, Fiddler24 and Brosk, Chi Dark Rider and Jugetsu, World Roll and Big F, Elvia Nesto Kaugar and Tessel Tot, Juke and Seves Branto, A Curious Paradox and Prussian Nakpal, Bonksy and Rushing On, KDD206 and Leapers, Breathman and Brody Rules, Mathieu in Ottawa and Super BYU, Daisho and Rezd1, Frenchie 78180 and Ossifer Clyde, Bobo Django and Reptz, Megadice and White Yoshi, Mirikoko and Hillbutton, Imp Griffin and Ritticup, MSP0425 and Bell22, Kangaroo Mantis and Batman the Horse, Dom Onion and Tribunk, Paul Vilou and Arjun Nakpal, Stako and Katie Michelle. Well done. Promoting from H to G tier are Fuak, JPaz0304, TS, Fifi35410, JStar, Kaspa, Tvanita, Crunchwrap Supreme, Anitka, Two Shooter, Tooth Inc., HoboJohn9000, Splattered Bits, Trey as a Jedi98, Castle Livery, Host, Karina Lovely, Troth20, Undead00, iMonster, Kellogg1, Registered Pigeon, and KD5MDK. Congratulations! Promoting from G to F tier are Jorike and Xebit, La Baguette and Fippe94, Tortuga1 and Fritti. It would be so cool if I got in the same division as Tuga. That would be so nice. Wilmut and Kruskeen, Mike Dolph and Yannick2112, Malgoja and Schorner, Hoyo and Vrivitz, Shandy and Akaduli, Cloudburst and Flatirons, Manfred Mouthbot and Goldberry, Roro and Sparrowhawk73, Mr. Maple and Rhodes, Comcat1 and Silui, Ketra and Nixon, and Gaboomp and Ginger Bowtie. Well done. And finally, promoting from F to E tier are Criesta, Emily FD, shout out Emily! Galaxy 3547747, Snoozle, The Man 0613, Folivora Kihebo, Sasha 206, Youngster Joey, CC Wilson, Thomulus, Ultimate Geek, Pautsky 66, and Clam Chowder. Good job, everyone. Well done. Well played. Congratulations. And best of luck in season 53. So for those who have listened to all of this, you are amazing. Thank you. And if you are in the mood for a reward, I will send you an exclusive pre-release video of me performing the newest Dominion song parody that Sean wrote. Just DM me. And that's it for this episode. Thank you for tuning in. You can find me on Discord for feedback. I am at Strumpf, and I'll catch you all next time. Have a great summer, my friends. Much love. Love, love, love. The game has ended. Bye!